Imagine you would have chosen to be one when you still had the chance to choose. Imagine waking up in the morning and already knowing what to expect, as if it were all written in a script, as if someone else had written the program of your day. But, however, imagine being happy, because this is the way the screenwriter of your life wants you to be. He doesn't like sad, paranoid, and unsatisfied people. The people who become aware of the shit they are drowning in try to free themselves, try to get to the surface. They struggle, they squirm, and they become dangerous and uncontrollable. Protagonist or appearance, whatever your role is, you must interpret it. If you want to eat, to drink, to buy the TV, the washing machine, the car, to get married, to reproduce, grow old and die. But, moved by a natural instinct, man is not satisfied with shit. So he has disguised it. He has made it desirable with time, just like a clever magician. He has transformed the shit into a goal to reach the purpose of the new millennium, and to make everything easier. He fooled you into thinking you have a say in the matter. And he has invented the right to vote. He has made you believe that humility and resignation give virtue, and invented religion. He has taught you what is right and what is wrong, and imposed the law. He has fixed a determined view of musical choices in which you think you are free to choose. But in reality, you are bound by the space of proposal. Imagine being free. To be free.